Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Tzav is another repeat Parsha with a little more detail. It goes through the korbanos, the different circumstances people would have to bring them. Then it goes through the kohanim becoming officially kohanim again, the korbanos associated with it, and that's it. Let's move on to a short part. So, one of the korbanos in this week's parsha is the korban todah, the korban of thanks to Hashem. The Medrash Rabbah says, "Lasid lavo, in the future, all the korbanos will be batal, nullified, except for the korban todah. Same goes for tefillah. Except for the tefillos of Hodah. But the Medrash doesn't say why. So, basic question is, what is the diff between the korbanos? Why does the korban todah pass muster while all the others flake away? Rav Elia Baruch Finkel gives an answer based on the Ramban that's at the end of Parshas Bo. It's a famous one that goes through all the mitzvos and says that there is zechar of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban adds on and says that the tachlis of man is to thank Hashem. Yes, thank you Hashem, Israel. So generally speaking, all their korbanos are brought because people have done averos. An ola is brought for being over an aseh, and even a shlomim is brought to make peace between man and Hashem. In the future, we're not going to need any of that. We won't be doing any averos. Our relationship with Hashem will be whole. But the thanks to Hashem, we'll still have an obligation and desire, really. The same is true with tefillah. All things that we daven so desperately for today will be irrelevant in the future. It's hard to imagine, I know. But a prayer of thanks, we'll still have to say, still want to say. So that's the pshat in the Medrash Rabbah on why all the other korbanos will be batal la'asid lavo. All the bad stuff and needs will be gone, but the effusive joy of appreciation and thanks to Hashem will still exist. It's a nice thought to think that we'll always have something to be thankful for. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.